We'll be producing a report on the basis of the evidence we receive. One of the things we've already heard in terms of this proposed currency agreement would be like a divorced couple sharing a credit card and a bank account after a divorce. Highly unlikely. It's not in Scotland's interest to join a common currency agreement because, far from being independent, Scotland would be dependent on the rest of the UK and the Bank of England for taxation levels, interest and mortgage rate levels, the levels of borrowing and be lender of last resort.